Genesis 3 verse 14 and 15. ויאמר אדוני אלוהים אל הנחש, כי עשית זאת ארור אתה מכל הבהמה ומכל חיית השדה, על גרונך תלך ואפר תאכל כל ימי חייך, ואיבה עשית בינך ובין האישה, ובין זרעך ובין זרעה, הוא ישופך ראש ואתה תשופנו עקב. This is the first story of the Bible. This story talks about Adam and Eve, and it has many aspects to it. One of the many aspects is mystical. What is the serpent? Is it the serpent we know today, that we walk in the field and we see a snake or a serpent? Well, God said to the snake in verse 14 that he will be damned from any livestock, and he will crawl and eat dirt all his life. The snake, he represents an evil entity, something which went against God and tried to test God. In our own definitions, the snake represents the devil, Satan. Today we cannot even fathom, or we cannot feel or know what is not human. But this story talks about the distinction between mankind and what is not mankind. And the thing that is not mankind has sinned before God and had tempted mankind, which are God's children. And for that, he will fall. How will he fall? Not only will he be afflicted in verse 14, crawling on its belly and eating dirt, but in verse 15, all the serpent's seed will be in a conflict and an everlasting fight with the women's seed. And it doesn't talk about many people, but to one individual. And in verse 15, Zara, who ישופך הראש ואתה תשופנו עקב, meaning one seed will crush your head while you will strike him in the heel. So to summarize all this, there will be one amongst us that will crush the serpent while taking a hit in himself, while suffering from the serpent at the same time. Humankind will now be tainted as a result of this sin. Humankind will carry with it a part of the serpent along with the part of God. And man in this in the Adam and Eve story chose to eat from the fruit, meaning man chose the serpent. The people who will believe, who will choose God's way, will be redeemed, will bring God's face back in humanity, thus moving from darkness into light and from death into life, restoring and remending mankind's original sin.